Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
I'm Achiri Adams, history teacher at the Coleridge and Parry School and a graduate student in the Department of History and Philosophy at the University of the West Indies, Cave Hill. Today in Bajan History, December 4th, 1951. Servant guilty of having sulfuric acid. On this day, December 4th, 1951, the Barbados Advocate reported that a servant of Upper Collymer Rock St. Michael had been found guilty in the Court of Grand Sessions of having a quantity of sulfuric acid in her possession with intent to commit a felony on October 9th. Counsel for the accused was Mr. D. Malone, while Mr. F. E. Field, Acting Attorney General, appeared for the Crown. Seven witnesses were called by the prosecution to give testimony, while the defense called upon one witness. In outlining the facts of the case, Mr. Field told the court that the accused had attempted to throw sulfuric acid on a domestic servant of Beccles Road, St. Michael, whom she had previously charged before the police magistrate with throwing a corrosive substance on her. Corporal Kenneth Murphy, the first witness called by the prosecution, testified that while he was on duty at the police magistrate's court, District A, he saw the accused take a grey plastic cup from her bag, approach her adversary, and raise her hand as if to throw the contents of the cup on the intended victim. He further stated that he saw Island Constable Bryan hold the accused's right hand before she pulled away and ran in the direction of the police canteen at Central Station. The accused, who was sitting in the dock, then exclaimed, "He telling lies on me," and proceeded to sob. Mr. N. Carmichael, government analyst, told the court his examination of a glass containing a quantity of liquid and a black cloth revealed that both samples contained sulfuric acid. Police Constable Simmons testified that the accused had told him on October 9th that if her adversary was discharged, she was going to throw acid on her. Constable Simmons added that he cautioned her not to do so. All of the other prosecution witnesses corroborated the accounts furnished by Constables Bryan and Simmons. The assize jury deliberated for 35 minutes before finding the 26-year-old accused guilty. On this day, December 4th, 1951, an incident of attempted revenge was averted by the swift actions of attentive police officers. This remarkable case, which was reported in the Barbados Advocate, involved the malicious usage of sulfuric acid and transpired in the precincts of the Bridgetown Magistrates Court.
Today in Bajan History, with Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus.